You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Adam kihyeh bo ne'atzarav. So if he has been warned by leprosy, so then the procedure starts. So that the question that Mefarshim asks, he says, Adam, what does it mean, Adam? So of course, a person that had, as Gemara Yeruvin brings, seven matters that he committed, they will be warned by this sign. So why should it mention Adam? So Midrash brings that actually Adam refers to Adam HaRishon, the first human being that was placed on the earth. So how was the first human being created? How did Hashem create him? So the pasuk says Na'aseh Adam Kitzalmenu Kidmutenu. So Na'aseh means
plural.
It's a plural form. So Rashi Kedosh brings one lesson, but Midrash says Na'aseh means Hashem invited the whole creatures on the earth. Let's have a share in human being. So he asked them, participate. So that's what Na'aseh means in a plural form. So Hashem asked every creature, let's have a part in. So that means the way Adam HaRishon was created, he became a portable zoo. That means every human being has monkey in it, has elephant in it, has
horse.
What else?
Lion
in it. What else?
Snake.
What's that animal that's a
snake? What else? No, you forgot the main one.
Donkey.
How do you say that in Hebrew?
Hamor.
Exactly. He has that one in it. Yeah. No, there are others. Well, let's focus on the subject. So now here it says Na'aseh Adam. So that means that human being, the way that he is created, so he has all these creatures injected in him. So now, for example, when you go to the zoo, so does the lion scare you?
No.
Why?
He's in a cage.
Ah, very nice. So how about in the jungle? When you go to the jungle?
Yeah.
Well, if it happened, your parachute didn't work and then you fell, you know, in the jungle, so it scares you, right? So now here, so there's a difference between when you go to the zoo or safari, they call it. Yeah. So now here, why? Because one is in the cage, one is not. So that means as long as in the cage, you're safe. But if it's out in the open, it's very scary and dangerous. So now here, when Ribbono Shel Olam said, Na'aseh Adam, so he said, you have all the things, you have monkey, you have lion, you have, what was that one? Yeah, you have that one in you. So that means, if somebody calls somebody with all respect, monkey, is he wrong or is not right?
It's right.
Yeah? Because he has it in it. So now here, so that means there is a way to put it in a cage or to get it out of the cage. So back to our subject, it says Adam when he's warned by the leprosy. How come it says Adam? Why? Because he wants to teach us, this gentleman, he had the cage open. That one, what was the name? It came out. So now, how does the lock of the cage works? How does it work? When you can put it in a cage or when you can get it out of the cage? What's the circumstances?
Our mouth.
No. See, you have all these creatures inside of you. So what's the remedy to leave it in the cage or get it out of the cage?
How you behave.
No, that wouldn't work. You behave any way you like. Then. Yeah. Emunah? I don't think Emunah would work. You know, some people, like they have a very big firm, institution, factory. So now, in the warehouse, people, they behave. But in one condition, they behave. How would they behave? He said, camera! When there's a camera, they know the boss is watching them in the office. So they behave. But if there's no camera, so their inventory, you see, becomes less and less and less and less. Why? Because there is no fear of the boss. Let me get it. So now, here, in the same aspect, the cage means if you have Yirat Hashem, if you have your fear of Hashem, so all of these creatures, the monkey stays in, the lion stays in, and you get it out when it's the need. As don't say Kaddishna. Say Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Heve Az, Kanamer. You have to be like a
tiger.
Raskasevi, Vigivor Kari, Bekal Kanesher, Vasil Son Avich Hashem Hashemayim. So he is permitted to use it for Hashem. But you cannot use this qualities for your fellow Jew. You cannot be like a Namer. You cannot jump on your friend and, you know, harm him. Or like a lion. So you need Yirat Hashem to put it in the cage. So if you have Yirat Hashem, you have fear of Hashem, then you know how to open, how to close. So now here, when the Torah says, Adam ki hiyeh be'or besaro, because he didn't have Yirat Hashem, so now the tzipor, the pigeon, start talking. That's why he has to bring a tzipor for kapara. Because the tzipor came out.
That's this week's parasha?
Yes, last week parasha. It's the last week parasha. We had these two parashiyot about this man. Hashem is akeno to leave him in a cage. Hasu shalom, they will not come out. And then Zad Hashem will be honored to have a chokhmah to bring it out when he's necessary.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.